When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And on top of that, you have farm services companies who will be in each of the districts. And their duty will be to help us get improved seeds, to help us get fertilizer, to help us get access to market for the produce, and to make sure that it is linked to value addition. So there's going to be an agro-processing component on that. So for example, if you're a young person here and you sign up to that program and you cultivate soya beans of 1,000 acres, soybeans of 1,000 acres, which improves this, you can get about 3 tons per acre. So if you calculate it, by the end of this year, soybean prices per ton was 9,000 cedis. So if you do 1,000 acres, you can employ 100 people, and within 120 days, you can make $1.5 million from that. So that is what he's coming to do. So this is why I am excited to be here, to reiterate that if you're a young person like me, if you don't have a double barrel surname, and your father or your grandfather was not part of the Big Six, and your father is not president, and you cannot get $34.5 million to be able to supply spare parts, and you are like me, please do not sit. Get up, join the train, campaign, and vote for President Mahama come December 7th. He is the safest pair of hands, he is the best person, and I encourage all of you to support us to make him the president of Ghana. Thank you very much.
Youth! 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 Power! Power! Action! Thank you very much, Edmond Combat. We have the men, we have the women, and we have the youth, don't we? Next, we'll be speaking on the topic employment, job creation, and the 24-hour economy. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome a former General Secretary of the Ghana Union of Professional Students, a social entrepreneur, participants at the Ghana Stanford University Bing Overseas Program 2023, member 2023 cohort of the Frederick Ebert Stiftung Young Leaders Program, a dynamic, amplified woman, Lamisi Mavis Apeliba. Show some love, please.
Minutes after they took I from the box. Duly observed. I would have loved to today stand before you and wish you a happy International Youth Day, but sorry, I can't. I don't think we are happy. Guys, are we happy? Can we even be happy in this economy? We don't have jobs. High cost of living. Today, one malnourished food is equal to a balanced diet. We sit here and we are facing serious rent crisis. Young graduates, young couples, and young people like me who are starting off their lives cannot pay for rent. Over 38%. Over 38%, yes, 38% of the entire population of this country. That is what you and I occupy in this country. We are that significant. We are not just a decimal stuck in the corner somewhere. Yet, appointees of this government, cardinal appointees of this government, who contribute to the rising unemployment, sit on their high horses and call us lazy. You and I, are we lazy? Guys, are we lazy? In fact, as it stands now, we can say laziness is part of the expensive things in this country. It's a luxury we can't afford because we don't have a choice. We need to be bold. We have people in this country, youth in this country, receiving salaries as low as 700 cedis, 800 cedis. Cost of transportation has skyrocketed. There are so many things happening in this country. This country is a total mess. So please, forgive me and understand if I can't wish you a happy anything. We are supposed to be bold. We will survive till December 7th, but we will show them. December 7th, we will show them. When we survive, when we get to December 7th, we must be bold. Guys, we must be very bold. And you see, these bold ideas will not come from the sitting government. They will come from President Mahama seated here with us. Let me tell you what President Mahama says he will do to curb unemployment in this country. So first, President Mahama acknowledges that data is very important in every process or procedure. And so he says, we would have to gather data. He will set up the National Youth Employment Bureau under the National Youth Employment Agency. The work of this bureau will be very simple. Very, very simple but relevant. They will gather data for us. They would have to gather data on artisans, the number of nurses, the number of doctors, the number of masons, the number of welders we have in this country. And this data will be used to inform policy. Guys, this is the man we have to vote for. He is very much aware. He is very, very much aware that we have wasted a lot of useful time with this government. And so his tenure cannot be used for try and error. So data would be used. The next thing, and you know, this is why we love him. He thinks about us, the youth. He says there's a growing and emerging economy called the green economy. And this economy he wants to take advantage of. So he will set up the Ghana Green Project, the Green Ghana Project, sorry. So the Green Ghana Project will do two things. It will kill two important birds with a stone. So he will provide that with jobs through recycling so that the Accra we see that is dirty, we can use that, all the products, recycle them, create jobs, and safeguard our future by protecting the environment. This is the man who we must vote for. This is the reason why we call him Friend of the Youth. And to my personal favorite, guys, the 24-hour economy. When I speak speak of the 24-hour economy. Are you not excited? Are you not excited? So on the 24-hour economy, guys, hello? On the 24-hour economy, the president says, and our game changer he is, he says we should give him the nod and he will disrupt this failing economy for the better. Centuries ago, nations used to go to war through the barrel of a gun. These days, that has changed. We are in modern times. And war is by economic power. Simple. This economic power, it depends on the number of products that you can have, commodities that you can have on several trading markets. And so 24-hour economy is telling us that we have a God-given gift of 24 hours. Ghana, China, US, we all have that. When you go to China Mall in Spintex, or when you go to China Mall in Weja, and you get products over there that are cheap, it's because we have some people in China working all day to produce those products for us. We must return the gesture. What can we do? We must take advantage of the 24-hour economy. There are so many questions, some, you know, objective questions, some the naysayers, and they ask, do we have the demand? Come on. Ghana, we have the demand. And if we produce and exceed the demand, we have over 400 million people in West Africa. We'll export these products to them. Beyond West Africa and in Africa, we have billions of people. If we have surplus, we will export to them. Now let's go. Let me give you this simple mechanism, guys. When you go to your local factory in your various districts and communities, you get there. We have Akosia, Fozia, we have Estenam living in the same house. But that local factory works from 8 to 5 each day. And it's only Akosia that works in that factory because there's no space. So what President Mahama is promising us is that he's going to provide incentives for this factory. Tax incentives, security, name them all, appropriate incentives to ensure that space is created in these factories for Estenam and Fozia to join Akosia to work in these factories. President Mahama, we love the 24-hour economy. And so for us, the National Youth Organizer joined us here and mentioned formulas of pain, of our hunger. We too, we have a formula for the 24-hour economy. And it's a very simple one. Formula 133. Same job, three people, three shifts. So when we say 24-hour economy, guys, you respond by saying formula 133. Can we do this? Youth, can we do this? 24-hour economy. 24-hour economy. When you meet the professors, the doctors who claim they don't understand 24-hour economy, tell them we, the youth, they called lazy. We have a formula for them to understand. It's very simple. Formula 133. Same job, three people, three shifts. Thank you so much.
Stop Japan. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand beside and look?
Thank you. I think Lamisi deserves another round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Formula 133. That's all. Next, to speak to us, it's on the most important topic of education. Ladies and gentlemen, let us welcome a former PRO of KNUST SRC, a volunteer with the Leopard's Aid Committee, currently a public relations consultant who has been a student and knows and feels what it feels to be a student in need. Ladies and gentlemen, let us welcome Festus Mwinenso Achuro with a round of applause.
Yeah, paper and good education, we don't want to travel outside this country. I'd like to stand on the same protocols that my earlier speakers have stood on and greet everyone who is here, especially my fellow youth who are here. So I'll say hello to you all. My name is Festus. My friends call me Brakuku. But today, I like to call you friends. So after here, you can call me Brakuku also. I'm here to talk about something which is very dear to all of us, education. We all watched the video that was played some few minutes ago, and a lot of the ladies complained. What was their biggest complaint? They finished senior high schools and can't go to university, so their lives have taken a bitter turn. President John Mahama says this is going to be different. He sees a better future with the youth. When I was much smaller, I was told that I am the future leader.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.